Also, head on over to circuit86shoes.com and check out the latest collections.
We're going live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yo, yo, what's going on, PDX? What's going on, Internet? This is the High Life Show. I'm your host, Beef Boogie. I got Big Boozer here. I got J.E. We got Cash. We got Bass. The whole gang is here. The High and Low Lives is here. So let's get into it. Today is November the 22nd, 2020. A couple days out from Turkey Day. So you guys will probably be hearing this sometime after Thanksgiving. But, you know, once again, I think we said it in a previous episode. Happy Thanksgiving. Just want to say it again. You know what I mean? But, yeah, let's go ahead and get into things. How you motherfuckers doing, man? How's everything going? Boozer, what's up with you? Before the listeners, before we went live just now, I was being berated about my choice in shirts. So I have on a red shirt, and I gave Boozer shit in the last episode about or one of the last episodes about wearing red. I reside in the state of Georgia, and we are now blue. So I have the right to wear a red shirt. Thank you very much.
Fair enough. And I'm wearing a blue shirt today, so the tables have literally turned. But
What's up?
I appreciate all the efforts in turning Georgia blue. Let's keep
and they recounted the votes, and they certified that Biden won by 12,284 votes, I believe.
Yep. So, which is probably like the exact same number
they said. I read they're doing it again though.
No, so.
Oh, yeah. They're not recounting it again.
Kemp, just Kemp wants them to do it again. Or an audit. He wants to do an audit.
He's a fucking asshole.
But whatever. Brian Kemp. Brian, not Sean. Shout out to Sean.
Yes, governor.
Not the Rain Man, but the governor of Georgia.
Yeah. Yes.
I think the Rain Man is doing big things out there in Seattle. I think he just opened something up from what I read a couple weeks ago. Something like that. But yeah, Boozy, you doing all right, brother?
I'm hanging in there, man. Oh, actually, today's smoothie is not so good.
No, what flavor? What flavor you got today, dude?
Grass.
It's a lot of kale and
kale is delicious.
Nah, grass. I think kale might what be.
Yeah, because you can taste kale. That's why you use spinach.
No.
You can taste spinach.
I've been using kale in a lot of them. And it's been fine. Today's is the first I'm tasting.
So you know you didn't put like no honey in it, no fruit or nothing like that.
Oh no, there's tons of fruit. Yeah,
what blender you use?
Nutribullet.
Okay, you got to chop that stuff up.
It's just the kale is kind of old, so maybe that.
Oh, okay.
So for the listeners, if you forget, Booz is going through a 10-day cleanse, I believe.
Yep. On day 8.
Day 8 and counting.
9.
He's a warrior.
Tomorrow, if I get through tomorrow all day and night, I technically should still do breakfast on Tuesday with a smoothie, and then for lunch on Tuesday.
No. Finish it out till Thanksgiving. Have a joyous culmination on Thanksgiving.
How many pounds have you lost, man? How many pounds have you lost? Your face is looking like a little less full.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah, man.
I've lost 10 pounds.
Nice. Wow. There you go. See, I knew I noticed something. Cheers to the man.
Good job.
I wake up less tired. Like I wake up and I can feel like I can actually get out of bed without hitting snooze.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for the most part, like I feel like I have more energy during the day too. So it's
that's nice. Good. Congrats to you. Keep it going.
But it's hard, man. Starting Friday, I was like, man, I'm tired of just fucking drinking my food.
So simple.
So what do you, I mean, because you picked the perfect time, and I am being sarcastic, to do this cleanse. So what are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
It's going to be hard. So I actually, I'm going to my in-laws, and we tried to gauge like how much and what food they were going to have. Because I was like, yo, I was telling my wife, like, I can't eat. Like, I need 3 days after the cleanse.
Right.
Before I should really start eating solids, like for real, it's I should still be having one smoothie and like salads.
You're fucking, Hey, your fucking toilet bowl go to say reserved for Big Boozer. Just put a fucking sign on that shit.
I gotta be careful. So we were like, oh, Boozer's gonna be eating a lot of sides on Thanksgiving, like not too much turkey.
Cause they frying the turkey in peanut oil. So I said, fuck that. Side giving.
I got it.
You've been Boozer. Keeping up with your exercising, right?
No.
Not at all. Damn it.
Sorry.
Boozer, I gotta send you the intermittent fasting thing now.
Well, what's that?
It's a way of dieting. Might work
like
for you too.
Sustained dieting. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, I need something like that.
No, I've been doing it since like I want to say since like March. That's the only thing that actually works for me.
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
I've noticed that works for certain people's metabolism. Like reading through it and reading about it, I'm like, this makes a lot of sense.
Do you do it?
I don't, because I would just waste away, but. I can see why it works for people, especially if you have like a busy schedule.
Yeah.
You kind of compress your eating between like a 6-hour period, and then like you can get it done.
Okay. All right. So I don't know any of, like, I don't know what any of this means. So I do need that information.
Yeah. Basically, so you just pick 6 to 8 hours to eat.
Yeah, and that's it.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. That sounds hard. But you've been doing this in addition to the keto?
Mm-hmm.
It
acceleratedly
works.
So
it works.
Yeah.
All
right.
So
look at us. So, harbingers of a healthy lifestyle.
I'm not gonna be running up and down, jumping up and down. So I gotta watch what I eat. It's the lazy way to go. If I was more active, I could go back to my daily preferred dietary preferences.
Listen, we're at episode 20. We have a 3,000 episode quota to at least hit, right? So we gotta be healthy. So keep that shit going, because we at the very beginning of this fucking podcast life cycle.
And you know, real talk, like, times have changed and everybody is working from home now, or most of us on here. And I never realized, like, I thought I wasn't active before, you know, when I was going to the office. And now it's like, yo, whatever little activity I did get, I'm definitely not getting now. And it's starting to show in the weight gain, in the back pain and all that stuff. So it's like, yeah,
things have your changed. Back pain diminished at all after doing the cleanse?
It has.
I would assume. I figured.
It has. You know, I'm not
less
sure.
Less inflammation.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to attribute it to, but have to think it's everything, right?
Yeah. So less food to process, all that stuff. Yeah.
Inflammation.
You're getting bare bone nutrients. You know what I mean? Not all that extra bullshit. Not at the extra.
Please don't hold
that sugar. None of that
in
shit.
The home accountable for your dietary preferences now that you're healed up.
We're actually considering switching to vegetarian.
Jesus.
Mute him.
Edit point. Motherfucking edit point.
Maybe not.
Respect.
That's worse
respect.
Than the N-word.
Nah, let him speak his piece. Say it loud and proud.
Wait, J.E., are you vegetarian?
Hell no. I'm just saying that's the choice that you want to make. Listen, I don't
respect
shame
it. I appreciate that.
Diet shame.
We have some stuff already. So like when I do start eating regular again, like one of the first things I'm going to have is some vegetarian ground meat, you know, not meat, but supposed to
maybe
taste like
meat.
It. Yeah,
some
something
boobs.
Like that.
You're going to go some boobs. You know that, right? That shit got mad estrogen in it.
Yeah, really?
There's like stories about it. Yeah.
Are these facts?
You got to be careful. Yes. I mean, I'm not saying I'm exaggerating. I'm exaggerating. Listen. I'm not saying you're not gonna grow actual boobs, but there are studies that say there's like heightened levels of like beta blockers. Well, not beta blockers, but beta enhancers and fucking estrogen in there. So be careful.
Chicken.
Be careful, brother. Or just eat lean chicken, you know, without all the additives. Mace, what's up with you, brother?
Nothing really. This weekend, this weekend, I was just chilling in, designing some stuff and working on using the tempo thing a little bit. It's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah? So, like, are they, like, they can't see you, I presume, but are they recording live, or are they, like, pre-recorded sessions of them giving you instruction?
It's both. You can do both. You can do a pre-recorded one, or you can do a one that's live, and you put the little heart rate monitor on your arm. And it tells you about your heart rate, and then the computer is processing whether you're doing your form correctly and how many reps you did and all that. Yeah, keeps track of all that.
Science, bitches.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Is Portland shut down? Huh? Is Portland shut down right now or is coming?
No, yeah, it started Wednesday.
Oh, so how's that?
So what's the curfew? What's curfew?
It's just nothing is open to go to. Oh, if there is a curfew, I don't know about it, but I'm
you probably don't feel no change or nothing like that, right?
I go to work and come home.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, actually, yesterday I went to this I went to this 1,000-acre dog park. It literally was like a bunch of trails, and people just like everyone has their dog, and you just kind of let your dog go, and it like walks up the trail in these massive like open fields. It's kind of cool.
Forget that you have a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was happy to run around the fields like he was a wild animal.
You sent a video. Was that your dog that was running up next to your lady?
Mm-hmm.
That dog was big as shit. How much does he weigh?
Miniature pony.
Last time I checked, he was 70 pounds. He's not 70 pounds anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
What breed is he again? It's like greyhound or something like that?
No, Australian Kelpie and a German Shepherd.
Oh. He's part watchdog.
Yeah. He is like that.
Bites you in the ass.
Protect you. And then herd you. Make sure you're right.
All right, Jay, what's going on with you, man?
Hey,
it looks like you just worked out.
Listen.
Sure, I'm going off the shirt.
Nah. Looks are deceiving. We would count this as athleisure right now.
Hey, but it's super comfortable to just lounge around in, man.
I get
why, you know, like a lot of moms do that shit. You know what I mean? Like to jog. I do that all the time now. You know what I mean? As you get older, it's like you care more so about function as opposed to fashion.
Yeah, don't go down that path though. That's a terrible rabbit hole to go down. Always keep your fashion sense intact.
Y'all look
crazy.
We'll keep you honest, don't worry.
Yes, please do. So this weekend was I actually made it into a mall, and I haven't done that in a long time.
Oh God.
I know, I was scared, but I had to go though. I had to go to the greatest store of all, you know, the Apple store. So I had to go there.
You goddamn right. You hear that? Edible point. Everything, bitches.
Yeah. No edit point. Let it rock.
He's not at a point.
Anyway, I had to get some service to my phone, and
Tell us more about that. What was wrong with your phone?
Here you go. Well, it didn't blow up.
No. My phone was doing just fine. The battery's dying. I had it for 4 years. It's still lasting. No issues at all. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Cash, what's that? What's the term for that? I think there's a technical term. Built in
obsolescence?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh,
and,
please.
And Apple is the king of that.
What does that mean? Built
it off. It means that they build the products with an end date in mind.
To make you buy the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of
They actually had a class action lawsuit for that. They just paid out a whole bunch of money because they would do that something with the operating system.
The phones weren't blowing up though. Samsung phones. Samsung Android phones used to blow up. It's a fact. Look it up.
Couldn't get on a plane. It won't let you on a plane with that
shit. You're a fucking terrorist. you're going to fucking Gitmo.
is Gitmo open?
Yeah.
Okay. Who closed Gitmo?
I think Obama tried to do it. He tried to do it, like, I think at the beginning of his presidency, but something weird happened where it was reopened. But
Gitmo?
Guantanamo Bay.
That's where you know that movie where they're chasing the White Castle, Hal and somebody.
Harold and Kumar go to
Guantanamo
Bay.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
They had a dick meat sandwich.
Yep. Big Bob. There you go. That was Big Bob.
Yeah.
That was fucking gross.
I think was that the one with Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah. He was in that one too.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
Yeah. Well, Cash, that's I'm surprised that you like, because you don't normally know about that many movies from what I know about you. So I'm surprised you knew that one.
I'm a connoisseur of popular culture on both sides.
Have you been watching movies a lot more frequently since the shutdown, since the lockdown?
No.
That's a dramatic effect.
He watches shows. He watches like shows on TV. He watches a lot of them.
Yeah.
More so like, I don't know why, I guess due to the current situation, I'm like watching a lot more MSNBC, CNN, and BBC than before, but
that's
prior
why your
to
damn blood pressure so high.
That's the point.
I've had to just
there's
lay
nothing
off
good
that.
On the news. There's never any good news.
I watch on Saturdays. I watch Toonami or Adult Swim, the cartoon block. So I was watching. I watch that more so now. But I've seen parts of most of these movies due to like channel surfing. But for me to actually finish them, it has to be compelling. So. Helen Kumar, I like White Castle, so it was like, all right, let me just.
The murder burgers are delicious. They're good going down, but
have some respect. Have some
not
respect.
So good coming out.
Murder burgers.
Not murder burgers. Yeah,
anyone
bro.
That eats White Castle sober sliders. Deserves to be psych. You surfer, you need a psych eval if you eat White Castle burger sober.
Yeah. Yeah, that's only like a drunk food, a drunk and or revitalized food. Yeah. You know?
I'm
done. No, I think we went around. We went around the table. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show.
Nothing going on. What about you, Fief? You ain't saying.
Oh, word. I'm doing. I mean, thanks for thinking about me, man. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
No, I'm doing all right, man. This has been more or less a pretty chill weekend for me. Work week was crazy, but you know, been rolling with the punches at work. You know, there's a lot of craziness going on. Too much shit going on at work. This weekend, what did I do? I just took it easy yesterday, worked out some, still going to the gym while it's still open, but this is Georgia, so I doubt they'll even close some shits. But I'm, you know, I'm wearing my mask. I got like a nice sports mask that, you know, has like the air filtrations on there, so I have less anxiety when I'm passing by like the meatheads and all that in there. You know, they're screaming, spitting and shit, like, you know, doing their deadlifts and all of that.
People that don't wear a mask in the gym, go to hell.
Yeah, you're a health risk. But yeah, man. So you know, just chilling. Later on today, me and my lady, we going to yet another Friendsgiving. Like this is like my second one, and this is probably like her third. Like she just did one with like her homegirls yesterday. So yeah, I mean, I like this is like a new concept to me. Like last year, I never heard anything about this shit, and like, apparently it's a thing.
Yeah.
Fucking Friendsgiving and all that.
You live away from your family,
yeah. It makes sense, right?
Thing. Yeah,
right. And I'm a bit of a loner, so it's like I didn't understand this concept until this year, you know. But you know, all in all, I'm doing all right. I'm here, you know what I mean. We'll see how coherent I am at the end of the show because of you know some wagers that were put on. Mm, but
yeah. Somebody held up their end of the bargain.
Yeah, man. I honor my bets. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. So, for those listening, you may recall that we put a little gentleman's wager on the NBA draft. I think the bet was myself, Cash, and JE betted that if LaMelo, that's his name, right? Yeah, LaMelo Ball. We bet that he would not be among the top three draft picks. And Bass and Boozer bet that he would. And of course, this motherfucker got drafted number 3 overall to the fucking Charlotte Hornets.
Yes.
Why? No, Jordan, what are you doing? Like LeVar been talking mad shit about you. Now you want to bring some of your team.
Jordan is the worst GM in all of
football.
You know what? No, but Jordan, you know what? You know when I say that, like I think
he's not
it's
a
like,
GM, he's
I
the
think,
owner, or he's both.
He's like majority owner, I believe.
Yeah.
But
he's
when
the worst
I,
owner.
Yeah.
No. Listen. Yeah, like when I think about it, that this is something that Jordan would do because LeVar was talking shit like, yo, my son ever get on Jordan team, I'll beat him 1-on-1. I watched Jordan 1-on-1. So he probably told him up was like, yo, draft him, give him number 3, because I'm gonna beat the shit out of him.
You think that game is happening?
Hell yeah, that 1-on-1 is gonna happen.
Yeah, LeVar should not go anywhere near that facility because if he does, Jordan will want that game.
Hell yeah. That's Jordan's personality, right?
It's LeVar versus Jordan?
Yeah, 1-on-1 because LeVar said he beat Jordan in 1-on-1. So I could definitely see Jordan saying some shit like that. If that competitive spirit is still somewhere in there.
Does anyone remember just a guesstimate of LeVar's college numbers when he played ball?
Probably Basura. Yeah, like negative. He's like negative 20%.
He played football. He played basketball.
He played football predominantly. He played football. I know his wife played basketball.
Yeah. No, he played in college.
He played basketball.
Averaged like 1.2 points per game and 0.8 rebounds.
Oh shit! You got stats pulled up. All right.
Nah, I just remember. I just remember.
I thought he played football, but okay.
I did too.
regardless, like Jordan would destroy him. But anyway, getting back to the bet, myself, Cash, and Jay lost. So
no, I did too. Yeah.
So Bass is the sole
winner. Bass is the only one who said
he was
going.
He did. He was the only one that came away with that. I'll send you some money. I told you I'll send you some money.
Yeah, and I'll take a rain check on drinking because of the cleanse.
It's fucking, what time is this? Like 11 o'clock.
Lannister always honors his debts.
I placed that bet in Vegas.
Salute.
There you go.
Look at that.
So Cash is taking his poison. Mm. So I think we said shots. So I'm going to take my shot of, what is this, Brugal?
That was very on the that was actually delicious. Thank you, Bass.
He's awake now.
I'm alert.
I'm alert.
So it's just one shot each?
Yeah, he drank one beer, so we did one shot.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So when I did what, three shots of
Yeah, you and him got beef.
And that was at night too.
Yeah.
We it's daytime, dog. We got the whole Sunday ahead of us.
No, that was during the day.
So what did you guys think of the draft? Oh, yeah.
You are now listening to the High Life Show.
We back to the High Life Show.
It was a very confusing draft for me personally, yes, because yes, I did not know a lot of the players. The number one draft.
A lot of them weren't even in college.
Yeah,
they played overseas. That's like the new.
Yeah, I think the number one guy, he's from Georgia. I think it's like, what is his name? Anthony Edwards or something like that?
Yeah, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, and I think he went to like University of Georgia or something like that. I think he played ball here too. And he's going where? He's going to the Timberwolves. Yeah, so good for him. And that was something cool that I saw from him. He had like paintings of both his mom and grandma like on the side of him, because I think they both passed on. So I liked his acceptance speech and all of that. Shout out to him. Cash, what's going on?
No, I was saying that number one draft pick, Anthony Edwards, like he will either be the greatest basketball player of all time or the biggest flame out since Anthony Bennett.
He had some weird response to something like that, right?
Yeah, he asked him, oh, how has life changed for you since you've been in the pandemic? He said, well, I grew up in a pandemic. I've been living a pandemic. Nothing's changed for me. So I was like, okay. And then he was like, I could really rap. So then he's just freestyling in like a Dodge, like Charger or Hellcat or something like that. And then he said if the NFL drafted him, he would leave the NBA right away because you could go celebrate and do stuff over. So the man is wild.
Yeah.
Sounds like the second coming of Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Like 19, 18.
I don't know anything about any of these guys except LaMelo, because we looked into him for the bet. But the one thing I've heard about Anthony Edwards is that they don't know how committed he is to playing basketball. And I'm like,
did you watch the draft?
I watched a different stream than you guys did.
I noted that. I told J.E. and Phoebe this. The way Anthony Edwards was situated himself with clothes and his environment, he did not give two fucks whether he was the first pick, the last pick, or the fifth. He was just like, fuck it, y'all pick me, whatever. That's what I said. He could either be the greatest or the worst draft pick across all sports. I've never seen a person, oh, y'all pick me? Word.
Number one, no less. First number overall. One. And that's his reaction.
That's how you got to be. That shows he has good composure.
I will say, he's even keeled, crack right? Under no pressure. Matter what?
Right.
His blood pressure ain't high.
Damn. Get your fucking blood pressure.
Damn, we taking shots this early in the morning?
Oh, it's Jesus okay. Christ. No. Taking real shots.
I am reloaded.
Okay, guys. It is okay. We
it's
have
not a shot. It's just a
fuck out.
Nope.
What is it? Cash, you owe me some money? You owe me some money? He is coming for your head. Oh. He lost 10 pounds. It's feeling spicy. He like, I mean, we're going to get into it later. But like, he like on some Gucci shit right now. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't know who this is. Is this the Booza clone? Is this Booza? We don't know.
No, this is Disco Fever Booza. Remember Disco Fever?
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Goldfish in the slides.
Oh my God, man.
Please don't do that. Please don't put fish in your shoes. That is very rude.
I don't even know how you change the stars, man. I mean, it was an inconsequential draft to me. Like, to you, I echo everyone else's thoughts. Like, I don't know who the fuck any of these guys was except for LaMelo. And I know about him just remotely. I never watched him play a game a day in my life. But what's that, please?
James Wiseman went to the Warriors, 7-1.
Oh, wow.
Power forward center.
Okay. Good for him.
He's tall.
Yeah.
apparently a thing in the league. You need to be tall.
No, apparently next year's draft is going to be loaded. That's the one we've got to pay attention to.
With who?
Well, that I don't know their names.
Oh, the Sheck West. Is that his name?
Oh, yeah. Did he get drafted?
Sadly, Sheck West has the same NBA prospect as all of us right now.
Oh, okay. Because he went in. He declared and all of that. Sadly. He worked out with teams.
Shout out to you, Sheck.
Yeah, shout out to you, man. Maybe next time, buddy.
Right, Steve?
What's that?
Fuck Harlem still?
Yeah, fuck Harlem. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is that where he's from?
I don't know.
I think so.
The fuck you, Sheck West. Fuck
man,
you.
Man. Just switch just like that. Give me
some call him. Fuck all of them. I wildly stand by most things that I believe in. I'm still proven differently. No, listen, like when I was in high school, I'm from Brooklyn originally, right?
Cute.
And like I went to school in Manhattan, like, you know, lower East Side or whatever, next to the Twin Towers. So like it was a lot of like Harlem kids in there, and they was just on their pretty boy shit, fuck Brooklyn and all. Oh, you from Brooklyn? You a dirty, grimy dude. I gotta wash myself. Like, fuck you. fuck you. So since then, it's been fuck Harlem, because they used to think that I was like, I'm about to go in your pockets or something like that. I'm not even like that. Right, Cash?
Right. So apparently, Sheck West was signed to a Division II French basketball team.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... I stand corrected. I have not been signed to a Division II French basketball team, so yeah.
Well, good for you, Sheck West, but yeah, fuck off.
Get out there.
He could probably make more rapping though.
I don't know.
Has he been making music past Mo Bamba?
Mo Bamba was fire, but other than that, I haven't heard anything after that.
Right, because he started practicing basketball.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he took it all. He took it. Yeah.
Makes sense.
He's not like Lil Durk. Lil Durk, nice, and he can rap.
I'm in the trenches. Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, outside of the draft, there's been a lot of movement in the NBA now. So I think the teams have been cleared to do trades and such. So, Cash, what are your thoughts, brother?
My favorite transaction of the entire season was when the great Michael Jeffrey Jordan, for reasons unbeknownst to anyone with a brain, signed Gordon fucking Hayward to a max fucking contract.
120
when he refused
million
to pay Kemba Walker. What
120
the fuck?
Million.
What that happened? That
happened.
Yes. When? 4 years, 120 mil.
Yeah.
This happened
get
another
that
day.
Money,
I didn't see that. That's terrible.
Get that
That's
money.
The worst fucking contract ever. Because he's turned down 30 something million with the Celtics.
Nah,
I'm like, all right,
nah, Gordon,
going to the Pacers.
Gordon's agent is a beast. That's what that is. I want him to negotiate all my contracts
for real.
Wherever I work.
Hayward had to have known something, or his agent knew something, right? Because they turned down the 30.
You got some dirt on Jordan. That's what that is.
There's a darker criminal link as to why he was signed, but go ahead.
Maybe.
Held Jordan over a balcony.
He's the highest paid.
$120 million.
No, due to his demographic, it's good that he's on the team.
His pigment.
Don't go down that.
How many points do you think Gordon Hayward is going to score next season? Average.
Say that again.
How many points is Hayward going to average next season?
20.
Yeah, I say 20.
I say 17.6.
I said 15. So both all y'all are saying higher than me.
It's no one on that team other than Ball, right? It's him and Ball. So
it's
Ball
him and Ball.
Ball,
Hayward, Monk, if he stopped doing drugs. Who else on that team? Kid Gilchrist? Is Kid Gilchrist still on that team?
I don't think so.
Or the Bobcats? Is there a Bobcat still?
Nah, it was once. So it went, at first it was the Hornets, then it was the Bobcats, and now it's
that's the extent of my best.
What the fuck is a Bobcat? I wouldn't want to play for no goddamn Bobcat.
Now I want to know. I want to know. Bass's thoughts on Gordon Hayward signing.
That's his favorite player. You know him.
No.
He always was an underdog. Go ahead, Bass. Champion, your
I
guy.
Mean,
champion.
He hasn't been the same since he had that. Is it Achilles or knee? Whatever. He has not been the same. He was beasting before that, and then after that, he was just super tentative. So maybe he needs to be on a team where he's potentially could be one of the better players. We'll see.
I think Marcus Smart threatened him. And he was like, I'm out.
I can see that.
Oh, since we're talking a little bit about injuries, shout out to Klay Thompson. I think he fucked up his Achilles again. Working out.
I think
out,
it was the left ACL, and that was the right Achilles, possibly due to overcompensation. I'm only a medical person when I read Wikipedia articles, but it made sense what I said.
Yeah, I feel really bad for him. That's a.
Now, don't feel bad. He got his contract. Don't feel bad for him. He's not Isaiah Thomas. They're paying him.
Yeah, well, how long? He signed it right before the first injury, right?
Yep.
So now he's going to go for 2 years without playing a single game. Getting
that's right.
But then where's his next contract coming?
You don't need another one.
It's 5 years, right?
Is it five? Oh, let me check.
I think it was 5 years. So he's going to be, 33 when that contract is over?
You'll be all right. It was $190 million. If he
Jesus Christ, he got $193. How much million?
$190.
So of that, now that he's injured, of that, how much does he get?
All of it?
It's all of it because the NBA is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit. Yeah, he's
it's
good.
Not the NFL.
Yeah.
Should I be happy to the motherfucker if I got injured in the NBA?
And the Achilles, is that a career-ending injury?
That's what KD coming back from. So we'll see. Right? Yeah. We'll find out.
Because Clay ain't really super athletic. So I don't think
all he do is run up and shoot. They showed, I saw some shit with him like that night when he scored 60 points through 11 dribbles.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous. So yeah, he doesn't really have to do much.
So right now, not to pocket watch, Clay Thompson has made or will be paid at the end of the 2020-2021 season $144.4 million.
Oh, yeah, he good.
Oh, and he's mad frugal with his money.
Yes, he has a dog.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean, JD?
Yo, I'm just saying, as far as being flashy, like fashion-wise, you ever see, Klay Thompson, that chain he was wearing or that outfit he had on was fly. Did you see Klay sneakers? No. No one's ever
you don't hear that.
Klay signed with a very obscure brand. I think Anta? Is that his team? Is that who he signed to? The Anta sneakers?
He has a signature shoe?
He has a signature shoe, yes.
That sounds like some shit that you sell at Payless. Anta? What?
Is it a foreign brand?
Might be an Asian company.
He has a 10-year endorsement deal. Will run through 2026 and could pay him up to $80 million as a part of the agreement. So he all right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the other trades though. So I think Rondo was a lot went on with LA. Like Rondo went to the Hawks. I think Dwight went somewhere else too. I think I saw Dwight something about the Sixth Man of the Year. Oh, he went to the Sixers.
Yep.
Okay. What happened with, I think there was some dude, Sixth Man of the Year, Montrezl
Harrell.
He's on the Lakers now.
To the Lakers, which is like,
what?
That's big.
He wants to win. He wants to win.
So, they're shaping up pretty well. I think one of the most, John Wall said he made it clear that he wants a trade. So I'm interested to see where he's going to land. Could you imagine him on the Lakers? Oh, my God.
I don't know if Wall is still pretty – I don't know. I haven't seen Wall play in a while because he's been hurt for so long. He used to be, like, one of the fastest guys out there, like how De'Aaron Fox is now. De'Aaron Fox is, like, super fast. And he got a crazy contract, too. He's signed one of those max contracts for, 160 mil?
Wow. 190, I think.
190?
Yeah, sweep the leg on that motherfucker, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. 5 years, 163.
160, yeah. De'Aaron is set, man.
I mean, he's nice, though. Like, if he...
Yes.
Yo, when you say he's fast, like, he's fast.
He's that motherfucker with the ball. He's, like, fastest in the league. Yeah,
I think, didn't he... His first year, right? Because now he's going into his third?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So his first season, when Wall was playing... When they played the Wizards, that game, it was crazy. And you saw, they actually, I remember this, very vividly. There was, one play or two plays where one time Wall went up the court with the ball. And right back, it's like De'Aaron Fox was like, oh, you gonna show your speed? And he went the other way. And I'm like, yo, De'Aaron Fox is faster than John Wall.
He has to be. He's like
he ain't faster than Westbrook, though.
Yes, he is.
Another one, right?
Westbrook can't fly like Westbrook, air.
No.
Hey, Westbrook hasn't landed anywhere yet, right? Like, I think he made it clear that he wants to leave. Like, everybody's leaving the Rockets. It's like a mass exodus on that team.
Yeah, but they're still there because they're still under contract. Rockets don't have to do shit.
True.
Talk about that Covington trade to Portland Trailblazers.
Why?
It's going to be just... I'm going to ignore that. But I think it's interesting, though, because it adds another, because Carmelo, I think, got re-signed. So they have basically two small forwards and I guess shooting guard, point guard, and then Nurkic, however you say his name. So
yeah.
I've been saying they needed to make some sort of change to that team because the way it was set up, I don't think it was more like a fringe playoff team, but we'll see with adding another pretty solid like 3-point shooter. And he's a slasher too at times too. So we'll see.
I don't think Robert Covington moves the needle for the Blazers.
He's a good player. He's a good player.
Is he a difference maker
for he can be,
that team?
He can.
For that team?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. We'll see.
So what? Like, where did I heard something about Serge Ibaka too? Like, where is he going?
Drake Cash wanted to say something.
I don't know if
it's rumors.
He's going where?
Lakers. That's what I think I last read, but I'm not certain. That's
also, with regards to the Portland Trailblazers, I think they should send CJ and Robert Covington to the Bucks for Giannis.
There you go.
And get him on Portland. Wow, yeah. That would be crazy.
Yep. That helps everyone.
It doesn't
Dame
help.
Needs help. Dame could drop 60, but he needs someone that has a threat of 40. And
wait,
no
how
one
does
else
that help
that
the Bucks?
40. Huh? How does it help the Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, they got too much notoriety, too much pressure.
So they're gonna go back to no one caring about them, and that's correct. what they're comfortable with.
Yes. Some people
are built fucked up.
Yeah, Dame
and CJ.
I don't know your role. They score most, not all the points for that team. Like. And if those two are not on, then, you know.
And plus, CJ disrespected my boy, so I don't really give a fuck if he stays in Portland.
Oh, I like CJ as a player. He's one of, he has my preferred playing style, like that 90s kind of style of basketball.
No doubt. Serge going to the Clippers. So somebody was right that it's L.A., but the wrong team in L.A. So that's interesting.
Fred Van Fleet staying with the Raptors.
Yeah. Also, Marcus Morris is with the Clippers. So now, right? Oh, where the other one went though? He's not with the Lakers anymore. Markieff. But he might be, actually.
Danny Green went to the 76ers.
Danny Green went from the Lakers to the Rockets or somewhere else in one night. He shouldn't have missed that shot. That shot cost him money.
Yeah, LeBron was like, yo, get him out of here.
I'm looking at my NBA 2K right now. Dennis Schroeder to the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, Schroeder.
Yeah, that's the big one, yeah. So Atlanta, they got
Rondo.
They got Rondo. They got Gallinari, Tony Snell, Chris Dunn. That's a lot of players, man.
The inflections that you use and suggest are pretty good. So maybe I'll check out a game if the pandemic allows us to do so.
As a
wait, what
group,
team are you
like,
talking about?
All these
Atlanta Hawks.
They're always in the middle of the road, though. They don't wow anybody. Like, they're not at the bottom, but they're not at the top. They're always in the middle. Like,
No, they were at the bottom for a long time. So this is like a step up.
The tier three.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. And they have, I remember they have two lottery picks from the last two drafts prior to this year and who are playing pretty well. So they're definitely on the ups. Like, they might be contending for the eighth seed this season, which for them is a big deal.
Eric Bledsoe to the Pelicans. That might be interesting.
Shout out to Vince Carter. He retired officially, and he was passed on the Hawks.
Oh, there you go.
He did what with the Hawks?
He played on the Hawks last, and he retired.
Oh. Okay, so they're going to put a shit in the Raptors or something like
that? Not them.
But the Raptors are probably going
to retire. The Raptors have to. It should already be there. Fuck it. Like, why wait for him to retire?
Yeah, Vince Sanity, one of the most prolific dunkers ever. Shout out to
him. I would say
Vince.
The most. I mean,
more than Jason Richardson?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, he played longer.
He played
like
longer.
With that explosiveness,
I think you guys are disrespecting Jason Richardson.
No. That slam dunk contest, like with Jason Richardson, was ridiculous. But in game for a sustained number of years, Vince Carter is the best dunker.
And layups too. Like, I saw him do like a 720 layup at one point or something like that.
Necessary.
Crazy. Yeah, it's like the Tasmanian devil.
Base,
you know what I mean?
If you could do a 720, you would.
I would just dunk. If you have that much like power to be able to stay in the air that long, I would just dunk.
I think how is he so athletic, but he played what 23 years in the NBA?
Stop jumping.
But he could still dunk. He still dunked.
He could still dunk, but he knew when to turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that LeBron
apparently Ray Allen used to be flying up and down, and then he was like, chill.
Taking shots.
LeBron used to be flying all over the place like that. Way more calculated now.
Still wow, Vince Carter played from 1998 to 2020. My God, that's a child.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a cousin that's like 22. Yeah, there's a child. He was born in 98.
My God.
That's incredible. Every year for the last 5 years when I kept seeing Vince Carter in the NBA, I was like, he's still playing?
So, hey, we're still in the sports section, guys, so I'm going to tee this one up.
Welcome back.
So this upcoming weekend, November the 28th, Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones. Anybody watching it?
Yeah, I must have forgot.
It's happening.
Roy Jones with the upset.
Is that pay-per-view or
what? It's pay-per-view. It's definitely pay-per-view. I think you can go. It's like through Triller or something like that. So, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be ways to watch it. I'm going to be here in Georgia, so I'm not going home. So I'm going to probably go to like a bar or something like that with my mask on and shit and just check it out. But that should be very entertaining. So the wild side of me, I'm very torn because I love Roy Jones and I love like his mind, like his if you ever hear him talk about boxing, like if you ever heard him like on commentary at HBO, he knows what he's talking about. And just him in general, like I like him. So but like the gritty crazy side of me is like, yo, Tyson gotta go crazy, and he's in crazy shape right now, so it should be a good scrap. So, you know, I want to see Tyson do something.
What's that? The Harlem Cats we're talking about?
Yeah, fuck Harlem. Like, that fuck Harlem Brooklyn side of me is like, yo, let's go Tyson. You know what I mean? Just knock his head off. But the refined 33-year-old side of me is like, Roy Jones, he's been in shape longer. You know, knows he trains a lot of fighters and all that stuff. So he might, you know, rock Tyson to sleep. So it should be a good little scrap.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and I think Nate, we were talking about the NBA, so Nate Robinson is fighting on that card too against Jake Paul. I think that's Logan Paul's younger brother, like the YouTubers.
Is so weird.
Yeah, man, it's like a fucking. But yeah, check out Tyson versus Roy Jones. Enjoy.
Roy Jones, he gave us two hit tracks. Can't be.
Yeah, I must have forgot.
Yeah, I must have forgot. That's not the same song. Two separate songs. Mike Tyson didn't do nothing but threaten Boosie.
Oh, I mean, he did press him about his homophobic remarks on Dwayne Wade's
daughter. Irony.
Right, it's like Tyson back in the day was considered very predatory from a sexual standpoint. You know, it's a lot of breadcrumbs out there, was a convicted rapist and all that stuff. I would never say that to his face, though. Like, did you see that one time, that interview he did with that guy who brought it up like on like some morning show, mm-hmm. and he was ready to like bite his head off?
Well, yeah, he told Tyson, you're a convicted rapist, and Tyson
he was like, you know, I think he, like, they were talking about, because I think he was like in Canada or somewhere, and the guy was like, you know, well, it's interesting that you're, something to the effect of, it's interesting that you're meeting with mayors and all that stuff and you're a convicted rapist, and Tyson was like, it did come out of left field. It was like, you know, you just, like, Tyson was like, are you a piece of shit? I'm like, oh, God. It was a fair, yeah, it was like, it came out of left field. Like, why even bring it up? And then the guy was like, oh, come on, Mike. I'm like, nah, fuck that. Like, what is the basis of what you, like, why would you even bring that up? It's not relevant to what we're talking about. I think Tyson was, at the time, was, like, selling his one-man show, which was great. I actually checked that out. It was very good. Very good show.
Yeah, I got Tyson for the winners, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, should be good. But okay, man, let's get into some other topics. World news. So they're fucking selling private jet memberships out of Costco. Apparently, you got like for $17,500, it doesn't give you the right to it gives you the right to book flights. So you're not paying for the flights themselves. It just gives you the right to book flights. Is that right, Base?
Yeah. So you can do it within 24 hours. It also includes a Costco shop card for $3,500.
Yeah, so you get to make a little money.
4,000 flight credit and excess of exclusive events as well, too. So I think it's cool. It's very high end, low life. You go to Costco, get your private jet.
Get your lifetime supply of noodles, and you can fly a private jet. It's very strange.
get you a t-shirt. They got shirts at Costco, let's see if I take it. You can get anything at Costco.
What's up, Jay?
Yo, I, you know what? I like the initiative and I like what it stands for, but where are you going in the pandemic, though?
Like, that's my thing. It's like, I was going to say the same thing. Like, why roll that out now? Like, well, you can't really fucking go nowhere.
No, but
like the places that you would go on a private jet, you know what I mean? You would not do it now. Like, you know, what's up, Cash?
Jay, Illuminati talk.
Pandemic. I'm sorry, Bill. In a pandemic, the best way to travel is a private jet.
Yeah, I get that. Where are you going? There's nothing
anywhere you want to because you're safe in a private jet.
You can't. It's restrictions right now.
And come back. You can go to
shut down too. Like a lot of, I feel like the pandemic is everywhere. So if
you fly to the illustrious city of Pittsburgh in a private jet, you can go to the Maldives. You can go to Star Island. You can go to Denver. You can go anywhere you want to in a private jet. I think that's the best way to travel, other than staying at home.
I feel like traveling, but you're not going to be able to do much. You get to whatever you're going, and you're going
to
be...
It's an odd time to roll it out.
Actually, in Mexico, I think as soon as you land, they mist you down with some sort of microbial spray.
No thanks.
You don't want to be sprayed down?
I don't want to be missed.
No, don't fucking red light, old dog.
Don't douse me in whatever you have.
You know what these fabrics are? Egyptian cloth, bitch.
Wait, so do you guys realize that this Costco thing, $18,000, almost $18,000 you're paying... doesn't actually include the cost.
That's what I said. The cost of the flights. It just gives you the right to, you know, to book flights. But so it's like, what the fuck are you paying for? You're paying for
the flight.
So stupid.
Yeah,
for a couple thousand. How much you think one flight cost?
Like, yeah, how much
that information?
How much would a private jet? How much would a private jet flight cost? That's just probably like $2,000 for a
you
private.
Because you gotta pay for fuel.
You gotta pay for fuel. You gotta pay the wages for the fucking. For the pilots.
You can charter a jet. You can charter a jet for yourself, or you can buy a seat on a jet. So I don't know what this program entails.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Yeah. To me, it does not make fiscal sense.
If you're buying a seat on it, so for instance, if it's going from Portland,
am I sharing these flights with other people too? Like people I don't know.
If it's just one seat, a regular ticket would be like $300. The jet might be $3,000. Maybe.
These are small planes too. I don't like flying in small planes anyway. So fuck that. It's not worth.
No, as long as you don't got a propeller. I don't do propeller planes in 2020.
Fuck that.
But no propeller plane.
Yeah, you're not getting me on no propeller plane. I think Lil Duval has like a propeller plane.
You afraid of flying?
Who's that?
Lil Duval. He's a comedian.
Lil Duval is a comedian. He has private.
Watch comics you growing up as a child. Did you have access to BET?
Of course, man. Duval had the dreads back in the day.
That's my best life.
I know Duval. Don't try to play me.
He just recently got arrested for driving around Atlanta without a license.
No. That was I mean, that was from a while ago.
Not recently, as of last week. I mean, the past couple of years. He's fine.
He's good now. I think something happened. The reason why he posted that is because something happened with his IG.
He was posting things about them, and they didn't like it.
They put him in IG jail, and he's released now. So I think that's why he reposted that shit from a while ago. But moving right along. So, like, the entire Hillsong Church is now under investigation after they fired Pastor Carl Lentz because of his sexual transgressions.
Well, free love.
Yeah, you should be able to love. I mean, look, I think it was like infidelity, right? So I'll never, you know, back anything like that. But should a man get fired from his job for infidelity? I don't know. Well, maybe in this case it makes sense because he's teaching, you know, it is church and, you know, the sanctity of marriage and all that stuff. So I guess it does make sense.
Yeah, if there's one instance where you should get fired for cheating, this is it.
It's probably it in church. That's true. Yeah, it's like walking contradiction. Cash is giving the thumbs down.
The interesting thing is, like, so they already fired him after finding out about the affair, and now they're launching like a full investigation with the law firm who's going to conduct it, because apparently there might be other stuff that went on, but they're not saying what yet. But I guess they've gotten reports. Shenanigans, I guess.
Yeah, he must have been allegedly, or other people around him must be allegedly, you know,
slinging that thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's only the one church though in Manhattan that he was the pastor of, not like all Hillsong churches in the world.
Okay.
And then I see the mistress actually has been making the rounds on TV.
Uh oh, she's trying to get that check.
She Miss Renine Karim or Renine Karim, not sure how to pronounce her name.
Weird ass name, Renine.
Yeah, R-A-N-I-N.
Renine.
She went on ABC and was saying how, you know, what they had was special, but she's sorry that he got fired and that his wife, you know, got hurt, but she still cherishes what they had. I'm like, woman, why? Why are you going on TV?
Just throwing salt in the wound at this point. Yeah, like, there's no reason for you to do that. Aside,
she's trying to secure that bag, I guess. Money.
Cash, what are your thoughts? You seem to be an expert on these sort of things. What's up?
Hey.
Not that you partake in any of it, but you always have a good opinion on it. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Because I don't talk about that. Because but This is very hypocritical of the Hillsong Church. This is one of the reasons why I'm not really a proponent of organized religion in its current form.
Neither am I.
If he is supposed to be your leader, and if he fell from grace, redemption and, you know, all that stuff, I believe that's part of the Bible. You are heir, that is human, and then as long as you don't continually do stuff. But from the thinly veiled statement that Hillsong put out, it seems like he may have been stealing money, like, because it said he had moral failures. So it either leads me to believe this isn't the only woman, or he took some money. So I just feel like, as a church, I understand Hillsong is technically a non-for-profit, but I do find a little bit, because I've personally been a part of churches where the pastor has stolen money and they have had to go to jail because of it. So I don't really, I think that's kind of bullshit. But, you know, live is life. I mean, who, I don't care what Carl Lentz does with his life. He helped Justin Bieber, and I'm forever grateful for that, because Justin Bieber is a world-class talent. But other than that, I don't care what Carl Lentz does with his penis, to be perfectly honest.
I do think, I agree with you, Cash, that, you know, the church is about, you know, falling from grace and finding redemption. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Lentz takes, like, however much time off, and then they bring him back after a certain point. It's like, but you can't redeem yourself while still being the head of this church. Like, go do that over there.
They fired and come him. Back it's when you're like, good. Oh, he's taking a leave of absence. Like, he's disassociated.
Oh, yeah. They fired him right quick, because I thought this stuff, like, was going on a while ago, but this all happened within this year. Like, the relationship started this year, and it lasted only for a few months before his wife saw the text messages.
But the interview you posted, he was wild, and he saved her number. Oh, well, I'm not going to put game out there, but you watched the interview. This man was on some shit.
Yeah, he's on fire.
Yeah, okay, for those of you that want tips, don't save the girl's number in your phone. Save them in the Notes app. You understand? Because nobody check Notes app. Oh, God. Yeah, look at that. Look at that, babe. Look at that.
Fire. Yeah, you can share notes, too. You can share notes, too. It is... fucking
demon
shit.
I get what you're saying. You're talking through us. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you can share, you like on Apple phones, you can
and
share.
She,
like,
he didn't
share,
give her,
like,
he didn't give her awful. His last name. He said, don't Google me. Yo, this guy was on a trillion, man.
Yeah. That was stupid, though. Like, don't
you
Google
gotta be
me.
Nice, though.
What does that make her do? Of course, she gets back home. She fucking Googles him.
What do you do? Mind your business.
Yeah, this is why I'm like, why is she going on TV now? Because I mean, I think I know why.
The money.
Yeah.
Publicity.
Because
fame.
She sounds dumb, like to get to have gotten involved with a guy like this in the first place.
Yeah.
But she knew what she was getting herself into.
Yeah. Oh, I just watched.
Now she's gonna be like she's gonna be like a you know, a reformed Christian and all that stuff too. She's probably gonna get into that lane.
No, you she know? Said she no.
I was a sinner
thought, oh,
now,
you're married.
You know?
Oh, I don't want to let that judge you. I want you to be a blank canvas. I'm like, yo. No.
No. Yeah, that's some wild shit. It's going to get spicier as the story unfolds.
But shout out to Justin Bieber, though. Yeah, Company is one of his best songs. You have to listen to that. Y'all don't know about Company. Y'all don't know about that.
I don't. I like Sorry, and that's it. Is it too late now to say sorry? Oh, and I like...
It's never too late.
You mean. I like that shit.
You need to listen to Company if you're grown. Don't listen to Company if you're not grown.
Go.
Now, get into the classy human section and low live section of the week. I mean, I know Boozy, you had this in an entertainment section, but I think George Clooney should be put in classy humans. He gave 14 of his friends $1 million each, which is awesome. And I love the logic behind it, too. He said, you know, typically you have, you know, a whole bunch of money in the world for people that you care about and all that stuff. But fuck it. Why not give it to them while they're alive so they can, you know, so they can enjoy it and all that stuff. So I think he did a lot. He had to do a lot of work to, you know, get that money to them because, you know, some of the Brinks truck workers are like kind of fucking losing their shit having to, you know, bring all that money around town and all that. He had to do like a lot of, you know, sophisticated, you know, withdrawals and whatnot. Some banks maybe not have had like that much cash on hand to, you know, fulfill a request like that. But shout out to him, man, giving each of his friends like $1 million apiece, 14 of them at that. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Apparently he brought all the money had the money brought to a warehouse.
Very good. He could have made a movie out of that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Ocean's 11.5 or something.
Right. Right. So yeah, it was a cool story. Apparently, there have been rumors about it. Like one of the people who received the money mentioned it a couple years ago.
But and that's what you don't do. You don't say that. You know, you shut your fucking mouth. Somebody give you $1 million cash. I don't know nothing.
Yeah. Uncle
Sam, right.
With my 40%.
Right.
But yeah, Clooney confirmed that. Yeah, I gave it to 14 of them actually. And it was because he. The main reason is what you said, Feeve, that he didn't have a family at the time, you know, no wife, no kids. He was struggling. Hey, if I was to die today, these people are going to be in the will anyway. So let me just do this for them while they're alive and while I'm alive. And it was because of the movie Gravity. He made the movie and it wasn't expected to do well. So they didn't pay him up front. So instead, he got a cut of a percentage of the movie, the box office sales, and it ended up doing so damn well that he ended up getting $14 million. So he gave all the money from that movie, Gravity, to his friends.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Moving right along here. The other classy human of the week is Judge Brand of the now glorious blue state of Pennsylvania. He shot down one of Trump's more major petitions in the courts to overturn the
with prejudice
with extreme prejudice. Like if you would like to, you can go on CNN and check out like the whole order from Judge Brand just shooting it down as asinine, which it definitely is. So shout out to you, Judge Brand, for doing that. Any thoughts, Cash?
No, before we get to the low lives, like I thought that was awesome. He's a Republican appointee or some sort of joint appointee with Obama, and he dismissed it with prejudice, which I believe per Wikipedia means they can't come back and refile. Right. So thank you.
You're not welcome. all right, getting into the low lives section of the week. This asshole is back. I mean, he's young, but fuck him. Like, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse, he unfortunately made $2 million bail at that. So he's, you know, free to roam the fucking streets again. No thanks to the other lowlife, which makes sense, is Rick Schroeder. I think he's the guy who got him out. So
child molester Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah, fuck him, man. Fuck the both of them.
I thought it was GoFundMe. Okay.
Yeah, I forget. I like that. You know, well, he's saying they crowdfunded to get him out, but I think
it was both. But Ricky Schroeder,
like a heavy lifting.
Yeah, yeah, and one other celebrity,
MyPillow dude.
Oh, the MyPillow guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not supporting that shit anymore. I mean, I haven't, but you know, I've been seen in the fucking storm knocking on the fucking floor in the display section.
The high end low lives do not support MyPillow. We do support circa80shoes.com.
That's right. Go get you some.
Yeah, go get
your thing. But all right, though, that's our low lives for the week. Quote of the week is from the winner of the versus battle, Gucci Mane, Roderick Davis.
Getting fuller.
You get to talk. You talk your shit, so I'm gonna talk my shit. Gucci Mane won that shit. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. But he famously said that you know, you cannot have the sauce. If a man does not have the sauce, then you lost. But you can also get lost in the sauce, which essentially means, you know, you know, you can, you don't, you may not have the confidence that you need, and you could be lost trying to find yourself, but you could be overconfident, and that, you know, could obviously, you know, you can get lost and power drunk and find yourself fucked up too. And I think Gucci definitely experienced the latter half of that quote. You know what I mean? He had so much clout and popularity at one point, he went crazy. And now, you know, it seems like he leveled out some. So shout out to the winner of the versus battle once again.
Yeah, the loser of the versus battle was on point with that one. Go ahead, Boozer.
Yeah, shout out to Jay-Z. He won.
Because yeah. In life, you can sometimes have the juice or you can have the sauce. Depending on the situation, you need to alternate. So
thanks.
I agree with Phoebe's assessment. Play your part.
All right, I know I'm kind of going fast here, but
you good?
I have no streaming recommendations for the week, but my song recommendation is for the loser, although he's a great artist, is Jeezy. His song comes off his TM-103 album, Way Too Gone, featuring Future. It's an awesome song, so check that out. Things come full circle, like Cash said. Any other recommendations from anyone?
I would like to recommend a Gray Area from 2 Chainz's last album, So Help Me God. It's gotten kind of popular.
Okay.
I would also like to recommend streaming-wise The Umbrella Academy, as well as fuck that show called For Life on ABC with 50 Cent Show. It's pretty good.
Okay, I gotta check that out.
My song recommendation for the week is from St. John, who also put out an album this week. The song is called Brooklyn. Freedom is Priceless.
Nice. Bass?
Is it my turn? Oh, okay.
Yes. Pause NBA 2K, motherfucker.
I'm not playing NBA 2K, but my song recommendation for this week is Poor Stacy, Nothing Left, featuring Travis Barker. Streaming-wise, I think I'll just fall back on my, like, Black-ish and Star Trek. I've been watching the newer one, so.
No doubt. Well,
Star Trek.
Well, I think that pretty much sums everything up, guys. Hope you all enjoyed yet another installation of the High Life Show. Until the next time, be great, be powerful, be blessed. We out of here.
Hey, yo.
All right, good shit, fellas. I got to get out of here because I got to charge this phone and get dressed.